I saw a really great movie yesterday.
What was that all about?
It's about aliens, you know.
What are you, alien? There's no such creature in the universe. Those movies are just facts.
Well, can you prove it? Do you have any evidence? Don't say for sure before you got any evidence and statistics.
Sure, I will give you plenty.
Hey guys, what are you talking about? You seem like in tough condition that I've never seen before. Look at you, your faces are red. What's bothering you?
We are just arguing about the existence of aliens. So, let's see which side you're on. Hope she's on my side.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't believe in aliens or other strange stuff like UFOs.
Oh, whoa, be reasonable.
Tell reason then, or your honey baby Kyle will be confused.
Whoever he is. Anyway, there are certainly a lot of remarks or rumors on the existence of aliens, but we still can't grab the most precise and correct evidence on that.
But there are some so-called evidence that even a scientist can tell whether it's true or not.
You know what? Some abnormal things seem to be artificial and just for news and entertaining.
Just offer us examples to persuade us.
People who persist they really saw UFOs always end up with finding those flying objects they saw on the sky are just satellites.
And there had been data that proved the aliens and UFO pictures were made by advanced image modifying softwares.
Well, guys, I think we had a better look at the data or research that were written by the experts or scientists.
Yes, that's the most rational way on debating. I agree with you, Bunny. According to the report, a man, Frank Drake, in the early 1960s, came up with an equation called the Drake equation that calculated the possibility of extraterrestrial life. He determined that there was a possibility of 100,000 to 1 million extraterrestrial civilizations in our galaxy, the Milky Way alone.
And with so many companies and a huge solar system across the galaxy, Earth cannot be the center of the universe, because if it is, then what's the purpose of the rest of the huge universe?
Extraterrestrial life outside our little solar system is a possible reality, but the fact of them visiting our Earth and of our seeing them is not practical.
And even if someone, whatever he calculates the possibility of the existence of the extraterrestrial life, there's no public experiment to prove his hypothesis.
Yes, famous Albert Einstein calculated the expansion of the universe. And afterwards, Mr. Haber and other scientists really did experiments that prove his hypothesis. So till today, we're still under mist of the hypothesis.
And you know what? Aliens encounters can be a hard thing to believe, sometimes especially from someone you have never met, and he could possibly just want to fall around and lie about something that he has not witnessed.
And very often these stories are not performed by the experienced, are just childish or off-the-wall hoaxes. It seems like there are really different forms of stories in each period of this history.
A researcher once remarked, if they exist, they have shown little willingness to cooperate with human investigators. There's even evidence suggesting that they deliberately try to keep humans in the dark about their activities and the nature.
But then a large number of human-alien encounters have left hard evidence.
Yes, like photographs, instrument readings that have recorded the flight of UFOs, and human experiences that have been scientifically examined.
Based on those evaluations, Dr. Willow Riddle, once chief designer and research director at the German Rocket Center, said, I am completely convinced that they have an out-of-world base.
This statement was based on four vital observations. First, the skin temperature of the ships operating under the observed conditions would make it possible for any terrestrial structure to survive. The skin friction at those speeds and altitudes would melt any metal or non-metal available.
Wait a minute, you won't have to finish all five statements, will you? Or maybe just call me after you finish it, I gotta take a nap.
four statements.
Or whatever.
Anyway, we will say that in brief. Second, think about what the centrifugal force in a few minutes of high acceleration at which they fly and they maneuver would do the crew and their blood. Third, there are many occurrences where they have done things that only the pilot could perform, but no human pilot could stand.
And fourth, in most reports there has been lack of visible jets. Most observers have reported that such ships have been without visible flame and no trail. If it would be any known type of jet, rocket, piston engine, or chain reaction motor, there would be a very clear trail at high altitude.
Finally. Okay, those things you mentioned sound interesting and convincing, but there's one thing really doubtful. Pictures, photographs, whatever, they're really accompanying these stories. Some of these pictures slip by experts and become genuine UFO or aliens pictures. Most of the hoaxes are detailed pictures in which are just in plain sight and far up in the sky where the object is just a blur. It's harder to make pictures with objects in background like trees or possible mountains in the distance.
Moreover, in the early years of UFO sightings, the U.S. government would notify through public television of a false UFO sighting by explaining it in a humorous way that would make it obviously hoax. For example, they would show an object that closely resembled the object that was in the picture and show how to make the effect that made the object look like a flying saucer. Often the object will have trash can lid and many other fun objects.
Really?
I knew that you would be surprised, ha ha ha.
But we still believe there are aliens and any other extraterrestrial lives.
Yes, that's right.
So I guess that means we're still not reaching a common point in position.
Then the best thing to do is to back to the reality and face the struggle later, the final exams.
Yeah, whatever they exist or not, really doesn't affect the truth that we are at the age of to be frank or not.